Good morning, everybody. I'm Pam Bush from Door County, basically the mobility manager representing DoorTran and a 40-plus member consortium. Our mission statement is up there. We work towards finding affordable, available, accessible transportation for individuals. And it's been interesting, so I'll just go through a couple of things we've done to date. Okay, we began from United Way. They did a needs assessment in 2006, where transportation was noticed as the biggest need. So they began getting folks together in one room so that we can all talk about what we thought the needs were. We then became a 501c3, so since that time, United Way's always been a part of what we're doing, but we're kind of leading the communications at this point. Still continue to work with the consortium, so we still have everybody involved. Okay, so we started out doing a resident survey, so we were lucky enough to become a project for UW-Green Bay. So we had junior and senior students who actually surveyed 13,000 residents in our community, and that's where we found out affordability was the largest need. So we set up a call center as well, so we started taking phone calls from people at the same time, where that also showed affordability as an issue. And all of the providers were on board through the consortium. Derek mentioned coordination and things like that. So from the beginning, we made sure that anybody that had something to do with transportation, whether they had a need for transportation, they were providing transportation, they had a vehicle purchase loan program, anybody was invited to the table. So we were really lucky to get all of the key players, which has really helped because the communication started right, so we were able to do what we're doing today. I'm not going to go over all of the programs that we have, just the ones that we feel we've been most creative at and where we've got the larger partnerships. In 2009, we started a half-price travel voucher program. People were having difficulty affording to use the taxi, even the Red Cross, and even the senior center bus if it was longer distance trips. At that time, all of those organizations were not federally funded as they are today, so we could do the voucher program. We were able to get New Freedom funds and local funds. Basically, what the person does is they purchase the $10 voucher or whatever amount they need for five when they take the ride. They pay the provider the 10 if that's what it is, and then we reimburse the provider. Since we started, we also grew a partnership with the Washington Island Community Health Program. We do have an island that is populated year-round, so they've got to take a ferry to and from the other part of the county. The ferry has many issues with water levels and things like that, so they've had to do quite a bit of dredging. They continue to struggle financially. It's a privately owned ferry, and they have had to increase their prices. So what we do with our voucher program is we work with the community health program on the island, who is right there for the residents. They know what the needs are, and we help subsidize those trips. If it's an oncology trip, then we also get our local Door Cancer organization involved. So we've got three agencies that can share that cost of that one trip, which is really neat. All of us can pool our funds, stretch our budgets further. Currently, we're partnering with the YMCA, our local school, who used to do their transportation for summer programs, is now contracting, and when they got the estimate for the new contractor, it was twice what they had budgeted for. So that's another partnership that we've done this summer so that the local Y can continue to do their activities that they've planned, and we can share some of our voucher funds to do that. We've also partnered with the Boys and Girls Club and Ministry Medical Center. A lot of times they have a patient that maybe needs to get to Green Bay for care or even get to ministry and they cannot afford the taxi. Ministry picks up part of the cost, we pick up part of the cost. So again, just some of those creative solutions that we've been able to do with that pot of money. I keep forgetting to do my slide. Flipping my favorite slide.
Okay, a couple other examples of partnerships. We used to have the American Red Cross Transportation Service in our community. We no longer do. They left at the end of 2010. That left a big gap for our local veterans to get to Milwaukee and Cleveland, also Green Bay and Appleton. So what we did was we worked with the County of Door. Again, Door Trans a 501c3, so I'm from a nonprofit. So we got with the County of Door, who has the 8521 funds, and we worked with the Veterans Service Office. By February of 2011, we had a van on the road. Basically, what the county allows us to do is use their Senior Resource Center van. One day a week is what we started out with. And we schedule trips, first and third Thursday, we schedule for Milwaukee and Cleveland. Second and fourth, we go to Green Bay, Appleton. So far, we've served over 80 veterans and made over 500 trips. This week alone, we had two additional trips just to show the need by our veterans. We're going from one trip to three a week. So it's getting difficult, but we're keeping doing it. The county's been great. They even opened up the rest of their fleet of vehicles that the county employees usually drive for us to have access to as well. So we had two vehicles yesterday. We basically find the volunteer drivers, which the Red Cross was very nice in getting us connected to their drivers before they left. And basically they're all from the Red Cross. So we work with the volunteers, we work with the veterans, and then the county pays us so much per month to do what we do. Sunshine House Incorporated, they're a local nonprofit. They serve individuals with disabilities for employment reasons. They have fixed route service throughout our community. They have for years. Because they were at the table from the beginning, and the county was also at the table, we knew that their fleet was ready to be retired. So when the county had the opportunity to apply for the ARRA funds, they knew right away the Sunshine House was in need of a new fleet. So the neat thing that the county did was apply for those funds, and they leased the vehicles to the Sunshine House for $1 a year, which is tremendous. So again, communication, you know what everybody else's needs are. When the opportunity arises, you can help each other out. Okay, we have not had public transit in Door County until August 2010. That's when we learned that 8521 state funds could draw down federal funds, like Derek mentioned, so I won't get into that. Basically, what we do for our public transit, in 2010, we started out with two shared ride taxis. And as I go through this, I think I'm gonna pull up the next slide and just talk about the map right away. All right, we started in 2010 with two wheelchair accessible shared ride taxis. If you can see kind of that orange circle in the middle there, that was a 3-mile radius. That's where we started our public transit. We started it out in the city of Sturgeon Bay, which is the most populated area. From there, the following year, we went to the green shaded area. Around the peach colored. And in 2012, we put some more taxis up in the northern Door area. And in 2013, we launched what was called a connector system. The neat thing about this is we've got to make that countywide door-to-door rides and connectors. We've got a for-profit business, Abby Vans, as the contractor for the shared ride taxi system. We have the Sunshine House, which I mentioned is a 501c3, and we have our Senior Center bus. So we've got county, nonprofit, and for-profit running this system, which is phenomenal, and allows for us to share those federal dollars and state dollars because everybody's opening up their door. Basically, the yellow line, I know it's hard to see and I do apologize, I do have more of these in the back if anybody wanted like a copy of the actual brochure that's handed out for the system. Basically, the yellow line is our Senior Center bus. They were going up to Sister Bay from Sturgeon Bay every Friday anyway, so why not make it public access? Put them on the map and let other people ride the bus. The other color lines going all the way from Algoma, which is Kewaunee County, all the way up to Egg Harbor, Valmy area, those are Sunshine House buses. Those buses were making those routes anyway. They go in all of those routes in the morning to pick up their clients and employees, and they make the routes back in the afternoon. So by all of us communicating, all of us sharing, we were able to make almost cover all of our county with public transit. And again, it was things they were doing anyway. So it's not costing them anything additional. They've got seats available. Abby Vance, who is again the contractor for our shared ride taxi system, they've got, they're doing dispatch for all of the three systems as well. So you call one number and you might be riding the Sunshine House bus or you might be riding a door-to-door rides van. We're very proud of this system. Just ridership alone, we're now running six vans plus the buses at the Sunshine House plus the senior center. In 2012, we had 29,000 rides. Already in 2013, we're at 18,000 rides. Each year we expand. Each year the ridership goes up so much that we're already looking at what do we do for next year. There's definitely times when we have to turn people down just because the system is overloaded. So going from 2010, beginning of that year, not having any public transit, to 2013, where whatever we do, it's eaten up. So just wanted to share some creative solutions. I think the main thing is communication, making sure you open up your meetings to anybody and everybody who may have an interest or a service that they can share. Again, every time you coordinate and partner with individuals, that's more money that can be stretched further. Thank you.